Well, good morning.
早安。
I feel like after these past few chapels with you, I've really gotten a sense of student life here at BSOP.
我经过这几天的早会，我就觉得我再次尝试作为一个神学生的生活。
And you certainly are very blessed to have this wonderful environment where you're nurtured in the faith.
我们当中每一位实在是蒙主的大的恩典，能够有在这美好的环境里面来受装备。
Well, as we begin today, I think of a song that I've heard some time ago.
开始的时候，我想起一首的诗歌。
It's a popular song by the Righteous Brothers, and later on was re-recorded by Hall & Oates.
所以这是在西方一首很受欢迎的诗歌。
It's entitled "You've Lost That Loving Feeling."
它的题目呢，就是说你已经失去了那个爱的感觉。
I think it'll reveal my age a little bit.
如果你跟我的年岁差不多
，But I'm sure some of you may know this song as well.
也许我们这个时代的都也许知道这首诗歌。
But the song talks about a love relationship between a man and a woman.
这首诗歌当时讲到男女的爱情。
And this relationship has grown cold.
而他们之间的感情已经淡化了。
Even though the relationship is still intact, but their affection for each other is no longer quite the same.
虽然他们两个人还是在一起，但是他们之间的那个情感好像已经非常冷淡了。
That sense of intimacy is no longer there like it used to be.
那种亲密的感觉关系好像就跟以前不一样了。
So the singer cries out for that loving feeling to return into their relationship.
所以唱这首诗歌的人呢，他就是呼喊着要回到起初的爱心的感觉。
Well, whether or not you know the song, I think all of us probably can understand the thrust of what's going on.
我相信虽然也许我们不知道这首诗歌，但是我们知道它的重点是什么。
We all know that in a human relationship, affection is very important.
我们相信在人际之间，所谓这个亲情是非常重要的。
Our affection for the one we love must constantly be nurtured.
我们对我们所爱的人的亲情是必须继续来培养的。
Lest that relationship dies.
不然这个感情也会慢慢的就走向死亡的道路。
But you know, that truth in the song, is true not only in the human realm, but is also true in the spiritual realm.
这首诗歌所带来的这个信息不单单是在人际之间的关系是实在的，其实在我们的属灵的生命上面也是如此。
It carries over also in our relationship with our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们跟我们的主的关系也可以有同样的情况。
There are times in our relationship with Him where we don't really show that affection or experience that affection from Him.
有时候我们跟主的关系，也许我们已经不再表达，甚至我们在感到那种跟主亲密的关系。
Somehow we're no longer enjoying Christ's presence in our lives.
一方面我们可以说我们不再因为主的同在而感觉到兴奋。
And our relationship with Him is no longer intimate.
我们跟他的关系就很疏远了。
Have you ever felt that way in your relationship with Christ?
你跟基督的关系是否有时候会有这样的感觉呢？
I'm sure if the truth were known, all of us can say yes at some point in our relationship with Him.
我想我们每个人也许都会说，在我们跟主的这个一起走的道路上，有一些时候可能会这样。
But the important question to ask though is, what do you do in those moments?
最重要的而是当你走到这样的一个情况的时候，你如何来应对应呢？
How do you bring back that sense of intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ?
你如何把起初的那种的亲情跟亲密的关系又使它恢复呢？
This is a crucial issue, that needs to be properly addressed when it comes to the topic of discipleship.
当我们谈到做门徒的时候，我们必须来想这一方面的事。
As you know, we're going through a series, a chapel series on discipleship.
我们这一周一直是在思想有关于做主门徒的这个中心思想。
And all throughout our chapel series talk so far, we've been promoting a single thesis.
啊，我们在这边也教给大家有一个唯一的一个中心的思路，也就是。
And that thesis is that Christian discipleship is best done through union with Christ.
最要做主门徒的最好的途径，也就是借着与基督的联合。
But that concept of union with Christ is deeply embedded in the concept of our intimate relationship with Him.
但是我们跟基督的联合，其实呢更是隐藏在我们跟主那个亲密的关系。
In fact, all of the messages we've looked at so far have emphasized the importance of our intimate relationship with Him.
其实我们每篇的信息都还是强调我们跟主要有这个亲密的关系。
In the first message, we said that before we can respond to the Master's call of come, follow me, there must be a prior response to His invitation of come and see.
我们第一篇的信息有讲到，在我们还不会回应主的呼召说要跟随他之前，我们要先回应他的一个命令，就是你要来看。
And then in the second message, if you remember, we said that service to the Lord is important, but service to Him must be rooted as a result of spending time in communion with Christ.
第二篇信息我们也讲到，在我们服侍主之前，或者说服侍主这件事情，应该是建立在我们首先聆听主的话语。
Sitting at the Master's feet like Mary.
我们要像玛利亚一样，要坐在主的跟前。
And it is only in giving priority to this communal relationship with Him that our service will truly be effective.
如果我们真的强调我们跟主这样的关系，向他支取力量，我们才能够真正的、有效的来服侍他。
And in yesterday's message, we said that living the life of a disciple is based not on some external law or code of conduct, but it's based on a supernatural event.
昨天我们也提到，我们做主的门徒不是根据好像一个外表性的一些个规条或者法律。
It is based on that supernatural event when God unites us with Christ in His death and resurrection at the time of our conversion.
乃是基于我们在主的里面，主内住在我们里面，主在我们身上做了那奇妙的内住的工作。
But experiencing the reality of this union with Christ again is based on a relationship, an intimate relationship with Him.
因此我们再一次强调说，我们跟主的联合是基于我们跟主有保持或建立那个亲密的关系。
So we come back to our very first question of, well, what do you do then if you've lost that intimacy?
因此呢，如果我们已经跟主没有那么亲密了，我们应该做什么呢？
It will definitely affect your ability to follow Him as a disciple.
我们的跟主的关系疏远的时候，一定会影响到你做主的门徒。
So what do you do to bring backthat sense of intimacy with the Lord.
所以你应该做什么好让你可以恢复跟主亲密的关系。
As a missionary pastor, the Apostle Paul encountered the same issue.
保罗作为一个差传的一个使徒，他也碰到这样的问题。
He was very concerned that those that he've led to the Lord would continuously experience that deep intimacy with the Lord.
他所侍奉的这些对象，他们也都经历到这种已经跟主关系疏远的情况。
So he prayed for them.
因此保罗就为他们祷告。
And his prayer recorded in Ephesians chapter 3 is very instructive on how to restore, how to maintain our intimacy with the Lord.
保罗在以弗所书里面所给他们的这个信息是很会帮助我们如何来恢复我们跟主的关系。
So if you have your Bible, may I invite you now to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19.
请你们翻开我们的圣经到以弗所书第三章14节开始。
Follow along as I read our scripture passage.
我们一起来看这一段的圣经。
Paul writes this, For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
以弗所书第三章十四节，因此我在父的面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
This is a deeply profound prayer of the Apostle Paul.
这我们可以说是保罗一个非常有深度的一个祷告。
But in this prayer, I think there are essentially two petitions that the Apostle Paul lifts up for the Ephesian believers.
但我想这个祷告可以很简单的可以分成两个主要的部分。
And both are asking the Lord that he would grant the Ephesian believers a greater sense of intimacy with him.
两方面加起来也都是在鼓励以弗所的信徒他们要建立跟主更亲密的关系。
As we look at these two prayer petitions, we will find two practical principles of developing intimacy with the Lord.
这边我们可以看到两个非常实际的这个原则，然后让我们可以跟主更加的亲密。
But today we'll only have time to develop the first petition.
今天早上我们只有时间来发挥第一点。
We'll look at the second petition tomorrow.
明天我们继续看第二点。
So let's take a look at the first petition of the Apostle Paul on behalf of the Ephesian believers.
我们来看一下保罗为以弗所的信徒祷告的第一部分。
It's found in verses 16 to 17.
也就是十六节、十七节。
Paul said or prayed on their behalf this, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory,to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
I want you to notice the sentence construction of this prayer. It includes both the end and the means.At the same time.
我们来注意一下这个祷告它的这个经文的结构，一方面它也告诉我们那个途径，一方面也告诉我们那个它的目的目标。
The end or the goal of his prayer is found in verse 17.
在十七节我们可以看到他祷告的目标，
where Paul said that Christ may dwell in their hearts.
是让基督能够住在你们心里。
And the means by which this will be accomplished is found in verse 16.
他的品诫是在第十六节。
He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Let's examine this text or this petition a little closer.
好，我们再比较详细的来看这两节的经文。
Let's look at the goal.That Paul stated here.
我们来先看保罗他的目标。
We're told that Paul prayed that Christ may dwell in their hearts.
保罗是希望他们能够有基督住在他们心里。
Now, at first glance, that is really a very strange goal to have, as he prayed for the believers.
我们第一次看到这经文的时候，你会觉得很奇怪。保罗为什么会有这样的目标呢？
After all, these are Christians.
因为他们都已经是基督徒了。
And as Christians, don't they have the Spirit of God already dwelling within them?
是基督徒，他们不是已经有神的灵在他们心里吗？
So why would Paul pray that Christ may dwell in their hearts?
所以为什么保罗还要说让耶稣住在你的心里呢？
Well, you know, there's a very good reason for that.
在这边有一个很好的理由。
See, in the Greek language, there are two words for to dwell.
在希腊文的里面有两个字都可以翻译成住在里面。
If you want to communicate a dwelling as a stranger or a guest, or to simply hotel at a place, you would use the word paroikeo.
如果我们是在讲，比如说一个旅客，或者说做客的人，还是你住在一个酒店，那么你会用 paroikeo 这个字。
But if a person wants to communicate a kind of dwelling where a man settles down comfortably, as if it were his own home, he would use another word. He would use the word katoikeo.
但是呢，另外一方面，我们会用 katoikeo 来描述一个人，他已经住下来了，好像在自己的家里一样。
And in this particular case, guess which word the Apostle Paul used to communicate his desire for the believers in Ephesus.
我们可以想一下，也猜一下，在这个情况下，保罗希望这些信徒是达到什么样的一个程度呢？是用哪一个词呢？
He used the word katoikeo to denote that he is not praying that Christ will simply come and be a guest, but that he would come and be fully comfortable in the house or in the hearts of these believers.
所以保罗用了这个katoikeo， 就是让我们看到耶稣不单单是好像一个客人这样 住在我们心里，而是他已经内住在我们的里面，他好像在自己的家一样。
That Christ will indeed be master of every area of these believers' life.
耶稣能够成为每一个信徒生命的每一个部分。
You know, children, I don't know about you.Love to stay over in their friends or in their cousin's house.
有些时候，小孩子他们喜欢在他们的亲戚或者朋友的家里过夜。
And when they do that, they often develop a closer relationship.
借着这样呢，他们的关系也比较亲近一点。
When I was growing up, my parents would often send my brother and I to spend part of the summertime with my cousins.
我跟我的弟弟，我们成长的当中，在暑假的时候，我们的父母常常送我们到我们的堂兄弟姐妹的家去住了一段时候。
We would stay there and live in their homes.
我们就住在他们的家里。
And hopefully develop a greater bond or intimacy.
我们跟他们的关系就会更加的密切。
But you know, kids being kids, when my brother and I got there, my cousins would often keep certain rooms away from us.
就正如孩子一样，我们到我们的堂兄弟的家的时候呢，他们呢有时候就他们家里有一部分的房间是禁止进去的。
And they would keep certain toys away from us.
或者说有一些玩具是不跟我们分享的。
You know, and they would act as if there are certain areas that we couldn't do or get into.
所以呢，我们在他们家中有某一些地方。或者某一些东西，或者某一些事情是我们不可以摸的。
So while my brother and I were physically dwelling in my cousin's house,
所以虽然我们身体是住在他们的家里，
we certainly weren't dwelling comfortably.
但是在那里，我想我们不是很舒服的住下来。
We weren't at home.
因为不是住在自己的家里。
So that intimacy wasn't quite developed during those summer times.
因此呢，那些暑假当中，我们跟他们的关系没有多大的改变。
When Paul prayed that Christ would dwell in the hearts of the believers in Ephesus, he's praying that they would experience a great intimacy with Christ.
所以保罗在这边为以弗所人来祷告的时候，让基督住在他们里面，是要让他们跟基督更加的密切、亲密。
As Christ truly becomes Lord.Of every area of their life.
就像基督在他们的生命的每一个部分都做他们的主。
That we or believers would allow Christ access, as it were, to every room and everything in that person's life.
我们会容许基督在我们生命的每一个部分都能够参与。
You know, when Paul prayed this, he's really not saying anything different than what other New Testament passages speak of when it speaks of experiencing deep intimacy with Christ.
是当保罗讲到我们跟基督亲密关系的时候，跟其他的新约的经文都是一样的。
In fact, in John chapter 14, verse 23, this is what Jesus said.
在约翰福音十三章二十三节，他这样说，约翰这样说
：If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
若有人爱我，他会遵守我的话语，父和我，我们就会住在他的里面。
Notice that deep communion arises out of obedience to Christ.
我们与主亲密是出自于我们顺服我们的主。
And Paul wants these believers to experience that abiding of God truly in their lives.
保罗也希望这些信徒也能够这样的在基督的里面。
Similarly, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, we find something similar.
我们在启示录三章二十节也发现相同的事情。
Jesus said this.
耶稣说
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my, I will come into him and I will dine with him and he with me.
若有听见的，开门的，我就要进来，我要和他，他和我。我们一同坐席。
You know, we often cite this verse in evangelism context, don't we?
很多时候我们是布道会的时候用这个经文。
But I want you to note that the context of Revelation 3 is Christ is speaking to the church in Laodicea.
但是我们知道启示录在这边其实是对信徒说的。
Who've strayed away in their relationship with him.
也就是这一班的信徒他们已经远离了主。
Whose love for him has grown cold.
他们对主的爱也已经冷淡了。
And here Christ is prescribing the solution for that intimate relationship to be restored.
在这边基督也告诉他们要怎么样来解决这个问题。
He's saying, let me in, let me truly in into your life.
你要让我进来，让我进到你的生命中。
And that, it seems, is saying the same thing as we've seen in Ephesians chapter 3.
跟在这边在以弗所书三章所讲的是一样的。
Let me say this, Christian friends, Christ may be in your heart.
亲爱的朋友，基督在你的心中。
But is he comfortable there?
但是他在你的心中是不是很舒适住下来呢？
Is he at home?
他在你的心中是不是好像在自己的家里呢？
Is he the master?
他是不是这个家的主呢？
Or is he simply your guest?
或者他只不过是你的客人呢？
I want to suggest that one of the reasons you may not feel intimate with the Lord as much anymore is precisely because of this.
我可以解释，也就是说，如果你觉得你跟主的关系已经很疏远，也就是没有让主在你的心里面做主。
Christ is no longer the master of your heart.
基督在你的心中不是你的主。
He stands outside your heart and no longer fully in.
他是站在你心的门外。
Friend, what's the means then of bringing back intimacy with Christ?
因此我们如何来恢复与主亲密的关系呢？
Well, the means that Paul prescribes should be very instructive for us.
我想保罗这边的教导有关于这个途径是非常好的。
It's not always easy to submit to the lordship of Christ, isn't it?
我们要认主为我们的主不是很容易的，不是吗？
We always hold back something from him.
很多时候我们还是有所保留。
And that's why Paul in this prayer intelligently provides for us the means for making that possible.
因此保罗在这个信息的当中告诉我们那个途径如何跟主更加的亲密。
Note that Paul prayed in verses 16 to 17 this.
保罗在16、17节是这样祷告的。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
这边说借着他的灵叫你们心里或者里面的那个人的力量能够刚强起来。
The phrase the inner man here, which Paul prayed will be strengthened, has to do with the real you.
其实这边讲到心里或者英文里面所翻译的内在的那个人就是你那个真正的你。
Every man, is composed, if you will, of two parts in biblical anthropology.
我想从圣经的人论来看，每人有两个主要的部分。
There's the material, and then there's the immaterial.
一个就是好像有形的或者是物质的，一个是非物质的。
There's the physical, there's the spiritual.
有这个所谓身体的，还有这个属灵的。
There's the outer man, and then there's the inner man.
或者我们说是外在的这个人，还是内在的那个人。
Paul is praying that that inner man will be strengthened.
保罗的祷告是我们内在的那个人要被刚强起来。
For when you find it hard to submit to the lordship of Christ, it's not because there's anything wrong with the outer man, but it's often because there's something wrong with the inner man.
所以很多时候，我们不能够委身，还是就是因为不是因为我们外表的这个人，而是我们内在的人的问题。
Your spirit, your inner desire is unwilling to give in to the lordship of Christ.
你内在的那个心智，你不愿意降服于主。
And that has to be strengthened then by the Holy Spirit.
这个很需要圣灵来使我们刚强。
The stronger you are in the inner man, the more you're able to let Christ truly be Lord.
如果你的内在的人刚强起来，那你就更能够是认主为你的主。
And that is why Paul here is praying for the strengthening of the inner man.
因此保罗在这边祷告，就是让你内在的那个人能够更加的刚强。
And you know, friends, that really is an important thing to keep in mind.
这是非常重要的事情，我们必须要牢记的。
Because it is that inner part of us often that resists the full lordship of Christ.
因为是我们内在的那一部分，我们抵挡主的主权。
But when we pray that God would strengthen that part of us, He hears and He answers.
当我们祷告的时候，神听我们的祷告，他会使这一部分刚强起来。
For this is one prayer that the Lord desires to answer on behalf of His people.
因为这是主也愿意听，也愿意垂听，并且赏赐的这个祷告。
We might say this is indeed consistent with His overall will.
这个也跟我们主的整体的旨意是互相符合的。
Ludwig Nomanson was a missionary to Indonesia.
宣教士是到印尼的一个宣教士。
He was sharing the gospel to one of the tribes.
他在向一个土族来宣讲福音。
The tribe chief said, you know, we too have laws, that are, worth, following.
他们的这个酋长也就这样说，我们也有我们自己所谓一套的法律或者规则。
Our gods also tell us not to steal and to love your neighbor.
我们的神也是要我们不偷窃，也要爱我们的邻舍。
But what makes Christianity different than our belief?
所以你们的基督教跟我们的信仰有什么不同呢？
Nomanson boldly but respectfully said this. You know, my master.Gives us the power to keep his laws.
他很有把握的，也很谦卑的对他说：“我的神，他是给我们力量，让我们可以委身于他。”
The chief was startled.
这个酋长就很惊讶。
Because in his beliefs, his God does not even do that much.
因为他所信的他们的神不会做这样做的。
So the chief said, "Can you?" Teach our people this.
因此，你可以把这个东西教给我们的人吗？
And so Nomanson stayed to preach the gospel to them.
他就留下来向他们继续的传讲福音。
And at the end of 6 months, the chief said to Nomanson, "Stay with my people as long as you want."
经过六个月，这个酋长就对他说：“你可以留在我们这边，你要留多久都可以。”
Your laws are better than ours.
你们的律法比我们的更好。
Ours tell us that we ought what we ought to do.
我们的律法只有告诉我们我们该做什么。
But your God says, I will come and give you strength and do all these things.
但是你们的神是说，我来要给你能力，让你可以去做。
Yes, indeed, this is our God's desire for His people.
这确实是我们的神对他的百姓的期盼。
Isn't this the essence of the new covenant?
也可以说，这就是我们所谓新约的意义。
where God will indeed write His laws in our hearts.
也就是神把他的律法已经写在我们的心上。
So when we pray a prayer like this, that God would strengthen our inner man, we know He will hear.
我们知道，如果我们像保罗这样祷告，让神来使我们有力量，他必定会垂听。
So pray for the strengthening of your inner man, that you might indeed, let Christ be Lord in your heart.
所以我们应当祷告，让神使我们内在的人能够刚强起来。
But I want you to note, however, that according to Paul in Ephesians, when God strengthens our inner man, God does not bypass our volitional will.
但是让我们再提醒大家，当神使我们心里的力量刚强起来的时候，并不是说在我们的这个意志之外。
In other words, when God answers that prayer that our inner man may be strengthened, we don't become robots all of a sudden.
因为上帝如果答应我们这个祷告的时候，我们是不是忽然间就变成好像一个机械人？
That we somehow just mechanically obey.
我们就是很机械化的来顺服。
Somehow we still have a role to play.
我们还是有一个角色要扮演的。
We must still exercise active faith.
我们还是要所谓有这个动力的信心的表达。
Take a closer look at Paul's prayer.
我们再注意来看保罗的祷告。
He says in verse 16 that he would grant you according to the power of his, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
这边说他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们内在的人刚强起来，是基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
We have to exercise faith.
我们必须要操练我们的信心。
And this faith, by the way, is not just a mental theological assent.
这边所说的信心不只是你的思路啊，你相信，你知道。
Faith here implies more than that. It implies faith enough to act on what you believe.
更是进一步，因为你相信，你会采取一个行动。
Faith enough to obey Christ.
你相信，因此你会顺服基督。
But this faith that we exercise is based on the fact that we have been energized by the Spirit of God.
但是呢，这也都是因为我们首先是被主的灵已经使我们刚强了。
We've been strengthened in the inner man to indeed exercise the faith that gives Christ lordship.
我们的心里的这个人被刚强起来，就是要让我们能够更主动的来表达我们的信心。
In many ways, I think what Paul is praying here, ultimately is similar to what he said in Philippians 2 verses 12.
保罗在这边的祷告终极很像他在腓立比书里面所说的。
Where Paul said, "So then, my beloved, just as you always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work according to his good pleasure."
正如保罗在腓立比书第十二章，在第二章第十二节、十三节所说的。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要完成，为了成就他的美意。
We exercise faith precisely because God is already at work in us.
我们相信，因为神已经在我们心里面发动了。
And we pray indeed for that which God already desires for his people to do.
我们所祈求的只不过是上帝愿意在他的百姓上的生命里面要发生的事情。
So if we can boil down everything we've said so far, here's the first principle based on this first petition of Paul's prayer.
扩起来的时候，根据这个以弗所书，我们可以说第一个原则是这样。
If you want to maintain or develop intimacy with God,
如果你要发展或者说保持你跟神亲密的关系，
submit to the lordship of Christ in your heart.
你必须要在你的心中认基督为主。
And if you find it hard to do so, then pray that God would strengthen your inner man.
如果你做不到，你要向神祈求，让神使你内在的人能够刚强起来。
For this really is the basis of our discipling in union with Christ.
因为这个就是我们说做门徒要与基督联合的一个依据或者根基。
Friends, let me ask you a personal question.
让我再问大家一个很个人化的问题。
Is Christ truly Lord in your heart?
在你的心中，耶稣真的是你的主吗？
Are you withholding anything from him?
你对他有没有任何的保留呢？
Is there anything in your life that you have not surrendered to him?
在你生命里面还有什么你还没有放在主的脚下呢？脚前呢？
Is there any sin that perhaps you weren't willing to give up?
或者还有什么罪你还不愿意放弃的呢？
Is there any ambition that you haven't truly entrusted to him?
或者有你个人的一些的展望你还没有委身于主的呢？
Are you entrusting your future to him?
你是否也是把你的将来也交托给主呢？
See, in a group like this,
在我们这样的一个群体当中，
where everybody has, everybody's all zealous for serving the Lord,
可以说大家都是很有热情要来服侍主的。
The danger, it seems, is that we may get ahead of ourselves before the Lord.
但是有些时候我们的一个危机或者一个危险就是我们会走在主的前面，
And that we're not truly surrendering ourselves to
而我们没有真正完全降服于他。
You know, I like the a little discussion that Adrian Rogers had with a Romanian pastor.
有一次这个Rogers 他跟另外一个罗马尼亚的一个牧师他们交谈。
This Romanian pastor's name is Joseph Song.
所以这个 Joseph 牧师他对他说，
He suffered persecution under from the government of Romania.
他在罗马尼亚这个国家里面遭遇很大的逼迫。
And Adrian Rogers asked Joseph Song what he thought of American Christianity.
这个 Rogers 呢就问他，他对美国或者北美的这个基督教有什么看法呢？
He said that Joseph said that he noticed that the American Christianity often uses the word commitment.
他说我发现在北美我们讲到跟主的关系常常会讲委身。
Have you committed to do this or to do that for the Lord?
你有委身为主做这个做那个。
But Joseph Song said, you know, that's not really the best thing to characterize the life of a disciple.
但他说呢，其实我们说作为主的门徒的最好的描述不是委身这个词。
He said a better word is surrender.
一个更好的字就是要降服。
What's the difference between the two, you might ask?
这两个字有什么不一样呢？
Joseph Song says, you know, when you make a commitment, you are still very much in control, no matter how noble the thing you commit to.
其实当你说你委身的时候，其实还是你自己在掌权。
One can commit to pray, one can commit to study the Bible, give his money, lose weight or whatever.
你可以说我委身或者我立志要好好祷告，要好好侍奉，甚至你说我要减我要使这个我的身体的重量减轻。
But whatever he commits to, he's the one running the show.
但是呢，就是这个人他自己在做。
But surrender, he said, is different.
但是如果你说降服的话，就完全不一样了。
He says, if someone holds a gun and asks you to lift up your hands in the air, you don't tell that person what you're committed to do.
其实如果你的敌人让你举手投降的时候，他没有叫你做什么事情。
You simply surrender as and do as you're told.
你只能够降服，他们说什么，你做什么。
Then he says, well, you know, Americans love commitment because they want to still be in control.
其实美国人他们用委身，或者说他们有这个意志，因为他们还是自己想掌权。
But the key word is surrender.
但是其实那个重要的词是要降服。
For we are slaves, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们都是耶稣基督的奴隶。
We don't run the show.
我们不是我们来自主。
We respond to his leading.
我们是跟随他的带领。
We do as we're asked.
他说什么，我们就做什么。
You know, there's a lot of wisdom contained in that little incident, for discipleship.
我想他们这个很简单的一个对话对做门徒有很大的启发。
As disciples of Jesus Christ, we're simply asked to surrender, to his lordship.
其实我们做耶稣基督的门徒很简单的，主要求我们要降服于他。
And it is in that context that we begin to develop intimacy.
有在这样的环境的下面，我们才能够发展或者培养这个亲密的关系。
We look to him for the next steps.
我们是仰望他如何走下面的步。
We don't dictate the next steps.
我们不是告诉主说我要怎么做或者你要怎么做。
And when that happens, then truly intimacy occurs.
当这样这个事情发生的时候，那个亲密的关系就开始被培养了。
And that becomes the basis for discipleship that's based on union with Christ.
这个也是我们根据与基督联合的门徒关系的依据和根基。
Friends, is that how you're living your discipleship?
今天你作为耶稣的门徒是否也是这样生活呢？
I trust that you will.
我相信你会这样做。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you indeed for blessing us with the